This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M2.
Hello, Emma. Right, so this is M2 division getting up to the top of the last races of May Bumps 2013. I'm just going to do a quick rundown. We've got about 2 minutes until the start of this race, so I'm going to do a quick rundown of the division. At the top, we've got Churchill M1. Then following them, Trinity Hall M1, Selwyn M1, Robinson M1, LMBC M2, Keys M2, Downing M2, who've been on to Spoons. They've been bumped every day so far. St Ed's M1, First and Third M2, also on for Spoons. Then Christ's M2, who are on for Delay, so they'll be hoping to catch for third today. Jesus M2, Queen's M2, Sydney M2, Pembroke M2, Hughes Hall M1, who are on for Blade, Wolfson M1, Darwin M1, and the sandwich boat today, Corpus Christi M1. Right, they've just had the start down, and they're off. Everyone's got, the top of the division's got off to a good start. LMBC, though, seems to be been pulled away from by Robinson and are being closed in by Keys. But everyone off to a good start, all rowing strongly. Keys looking very strong as they come past me. Now, Deming coming past, they're also looking strong. St Edmunds trying to spell the Bears on their shirts, but still failing. They haven't really got it this week at all. First and third look like being closed down on by Christ, so there's quite a lot of water between them and Ed. But Jesus are taking quite a wide line down the opening straight. It looks like Queens are catching them. It looks like Jesus is going to get bumped by Queens very shortly. Christ looking very strong going past me now. Jesus says about half a length, three quarters of a length between Queens and Jesus. Jesus under pressure here. Queens coming down first coast reach. And behind that we have Sydney Sussex M1. They're looking strong. But behind that, Hughes Hall looks set to bump up on Pembroke 2. They've got overlap now. This bump is going to end. This is it. There's a concession. Pembroke 2 have been bumped by Hughes Hall 1. Behind that, again, we've got Darwin 1 looking strong on Wilson. It looks like this is probably going to be a bump very shortly as well. Edith, what's going on down at first post?
Yes, well, at the top of the division, we've got Trinity Hall M1 chasing Churchill. Trinity Hall looking very strong. Closed that gap, coming around first post about one length. Further down the division, Keys 2 looking very strong on Maggie. That gap down to about one length. The other crews
are
just on station.
Adam. Adam. Yeah, this is getting really exciting. I told you about the Keys boat and the LMBC boat. They've got overlap as they go round Grassy. That's it. The bow boys wipe off the cocks. That's going to be a bump, and that should have been concession ages ago. Keys 2 bump LMBC 2. Keys 2 take the title of highest men second boat on the river for this year. Congratulations, Keys. Further forwards, Churchill being pursued by Kit Hall, a length and apart between those. Behind those, the length and a half was Selwyn. There's Robinson, who've got clear water behind them now. I've just told you about the bump between those two crews. Further back is Downing. They're going a bit too wide. Downing on the Spoons have gone and made that common error of steering too far wide round Grassy. But further back, really exciting. Versus third, also on the Spoons, being pursued by Christ, also on the Plains. Christ has pulled that down to a quarter of a length. There was a clash of oars on paintwork there, and this is Christ on first and third, and I don't think they're going to be able to hold them off. It's now overlap as we go around the X of Brighton. Looks like there's about to be contact. I'm looking at this first and third. Is it going to go in the air as they go into plow reach? This is Christ on first and third. There we are. Christ on first and third in the middle of plow reach. Two lengths behind them is Jesus with Queens rating extremely high. Going and bringing that distance down to three quarters of a length as they go round Plough Reach and into Ditton, up towards Ditton Corner. I'm now seeing two crews further up, more over. That looks like the crew of Downing. Downing has to be followed there. What are you seeing up there, Emma?
I've just had it confirmed to me by one of the Chithall Bank Party that someone have bumped Trinity Hall, and I saw Churchill still powering away at the top of the division and then Robinson behind them, but still several lengths away.
Okay, so far we've seen Churchill are looking for a row, the Chithall caught by Selwyn in the end, Robinson not much to do because behind the LNC seems to be caught by Steve Downing and any sign of those at all, Emma?
Okay, oh, we have a bizarre situation here where Downing have pulled in, but I can't see St. Ed's yet. But now I have Jesus coming through the corner. So I hope you can see if I cleaned and cleaned almost half overlap, coming around Dixon. The whistles are blaring, and yes, it looks like no, it's come down to a canvas now. So Jesus taking a much tighter line round Dixon. Queen's going wide, and it looks like that. That means they'll be rowing a lot further up the reach now to try and catch Jesus. Okay, and they're just getting out of sight. Can we see anything on the reef?
Tim, further back where you are, any sign of Darwin and Wharton there? They've rowed through. I've not seen. They didn't see them bump. They've rowed through past me. All I've got is Hughes bumping up on Pembroke. Hughes in front of me now, receiving their flag from their bank party. They've got their foliage, and they've also each got a beer delivered by their bank party. They're all happy. Emma.
It looks like there has been a bump by Queen on Jesus. Both crews stopped rowing in the middle of the reach, and behind them Sydney have carried on. They're going to up the reach with clear water ahead and behind them. Do you have anything else going on at the bottom of the division with Wharton and Darwin?
So we're just we need to account for Wharton and Darwin. I can see two crews moored in the gut at the moment. That I can't quite see the blades, because the only problem is they're all up against the bank, but I reckon that is them. So I think we'll call that Wharton being bumped by Darwin, probably around the far side of first post. How are they looking at first post corner, Adam, Wharton and Darwin?
Yeah, so it's half length game round. And Wharton already looking fairly tied. Obviously, they're at the very bottom of the division, so they've already raced over a kilometre just to get up to the corner. So that bump was looking very likely.
Emma. I've seen Corpus come through, so I think there has been a bump by Darwin on Wharton.
I can confirm that. So yeah, Darwin having to bump Wharton just up far outside of first post corner, while my attention was taken by the excitement with Chris Burton. So top to bottom, as far as we know it, is Churchill rowing over the top. Chithall bumped by Selwyn. Later on, Robinson looking like they've got nothing to do with rowing. LNBC 2 bumped by Keith 2 take highest men's second boat title. Downing 2 and St. Ed's, we think that was a bump around the distance. Emma, can you confirm that?
Yes, I've seen them. It must happen before Ditton, but I've seen them come around Ditton, and Ed did have greenery in his hair. So yeah, that was a bump by Ed on Downing.
First and third two, Price 2 on the exit of Grassy Corner. Jesus 2 were bumped by Queens 2, a further down on the long reach. Sydney Sussex 1 left with nothing to do and row over. I say nothing to do, it is hard work rowing against that wind, I have to say. Pembroke 2 bumped by Hughes Hall earlier on. Wharton 1 bumped by Darwin round into the start of the gut, leaving Corpus at the back to row over.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
Excellent. I've got some confirmed results for the men's second division. Churchill rowed over. Selwyn were bumped by Trinity Hall. Then Robinson M1 also rowed over. Lady Margaret M2 were bumped by Keys M2. Then St. Ed's bumped Downing. Then Bryce bumped first and third. Queens bumped Jesus. Then Sydney Sussex rode over. Hughes Hall bumped Pembroke. Darwin bumped Wolfson. And Corpus rode over as the sandwich boat.
Hi Emma, thanks very much for that. Just to confirm, you said at the top of the race that Trinity Hall and Selwyn, was it Selwyn bumped up on Trinity Hall?
Yes, that was it.
Right, great.
That wasn't clear.
May bumps.
Cam FM.